KXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with a special Top 10 edition of the Up North Report. Surprising and fast-moving twists and turns to federal funding streams dominated headlines, and the nation also experienced the longest-ever government shutdown this fall. Larissa Donovan recaps the ways Washington, D.C. affected northern Minnesota.
Federal offices across the country were identified for closure, including in Bemidji. Federal workers locally employed by the Indian Health Service, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs were laid off or offered buyouts to downsize the federal workforce.
Hardworking American people and their families are being squashed because of what they do and their career choice.
That was Alyssa Roberts, who was unexpectedly laid off from the Chippewa National Forest. Tribal colleges in the region had grants frozen after billions of dollars earmarked for Indian Country were identified as diversity, equity, and inclusion grants. Dan King, president of Red Lake Nation College, says this move failed to recognize the government-to-government relationship owed to tribes.
But we're not like Black, Hispanic, Asian, or any DEI group. We have a legal relationship through that trust responsibility.
Public schools saw temporary freezes for after-school programs. Arts events like the Lakes Area Music Festival in Brainerd grappled with promised grants disappearing, and even a long-planned road construction project in Bemidji was delayed by a year. Many funds have since been released after dozens of lawsuits, but the upheaval didn't end there. Then came the shutdown this fall, lasting 43 days and sending social services providers into emergency mode. Kutaska Community Action was one of those agencies. Here's Executive Director Marta Kerrigan.
There's families sitting across from us that are in distress, and it's really hard to see.
Funding for things like food support benefits and heating assistance was held up by Congress's inability to reach a deal on the budget, and community members stepped up, organizing events like a tailgate pantry in Bemidji or fundraising for food shelves. As 2026 brings midterm elections and a new congressional budget, KAXE will continue to keep an eye on the local impacts from Washington.
This summer brought devastating storms across the country, including a hurricane-strength windstorm in the Bemidji area that dramatically changed the landscape. Larissa was in the thick of it for her coverage of our number one story of the year.
An estimated 9 million trees came down around Bemidji in the windstorm on June 21st, and a patchwork of tarped roofs and piles of brush could be seen for months on any of the city's residential streets. Winds exceeding 100 miles an hour tore through the area in the middle of the night, knocking out power for thousands that lasted in some places nearly a week. The damage and the timing led some officials to fear the worst.
My first thought was, how many people have we lost? You know, how many people lost their lives?
That was Bemidji Mayor George Prince, who left his house near the east side of Lake Bemidji around 5:30 that morning to survey the damage. No lives were lost as a direct impact of the storm, but local partners through Bemidji, Beltrami County, and the United Way of Bemidji area acted quickly to get resources where they were needed. The Sanford Event Center, despite having major damage to its arena from the storm, opened its doors as an emergency shelter, providing 100 people with shelter the day after the storm. Resources were quickly moved downtown at a pop-up community hub after demand for shelter waned, as explained by Beltrami County Public Health Director Amy Bowles.
It's, okay, where can people come now that they can get out to get the resources and services that they need and get connected?
Local authorities immediately implemented peacetime states of emergency, and Governor Tim Walz made the trek to Bemidji to survey damage before issuing a state emergency declaration. While Beltrami County was just short of the threshold for FEMA relief, the Small Business Administration is providing low-interest loans for business and homeowners grappling with financial impacts. The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe secured FEMA assistance for band members and their descendants announced in October. Since the storm, Bemidji Strong campaign signs popped up around town as the community came together to clean up parks, support local businesses, and replant Bemidji's trees. While the region will probably never look the same again in our lifetime, work is underway to bring it back better than before for future generations. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
That's it for this special Top 10 edition of the Up North Report. Find our full list at kaxe.org. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.